Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. Where is the challenge in your life? This is one of the biggest questions that I ask nearly every fitness professional that I come across. What is there that you've placed ahead of yourself that's inspiring you to act with urgency? You see, you might ask yourself, Mark, why am I just not motivated to make more money, to drive my business forward, to get more clients, to push for more results? I have a very simple answer. It doesn't mean enough to you. When I was in my mid-20s, I'm a big fan of reward and progress. And one thing that we all crave as human beings is progress. It's growth. Let me ask you a question. If you were exactly where you are today in a year's time, doing the same thing, earning the same money, with the same knowledge, would you be fulfilled? The answer is no. And I've asked hundreds of coaches over the years. If you're a year ahead today, 99% of you are self-employed or entrepreneurial coaches watching this or listening to this right now. And nearly every coach that I ask, would say, I don't want to be in the same place. Now, what do you do to be able to move ahead? You place a challenge ahead of yourself. What would be one of those challenges? It would be learning something. It would be earning something. It would be improving your body in some way, shape, or form. It might be traveling or changing location or destination. It might be investing some money and seeing some return, meaning that you have less money in the bank but more invested. Individually, I can look at the people that are inspired, energized, focused, committed, dedicated versus the ones that aren't. And the number one thing ahead of them is challenge. So I was in my mid-20s and I know that I just needed something ahead of me to just inspire me to push on. And I bought a 330 BMW. It was amazing and I couldn't afford it. But I said to myself, I just need something ahead of me that pushes me a little bit harder. And I wanted it. And I knew that if I had it ahead of me, it would place a challenge ahead of me to be more and to do more. And funny enough, 6 months down the line, it was not a problem to pay for it. In fact, I had that paid and I had more spending money and I was more inspired with my business and I had that level of challenge ahead of me. And then I was like, okay, how do I earn more per hour? And I was like, I'm going to put a challenge ahead of myself of achieving this by this, which means I'm going to be able to put my prices up. Boom. Guess what happened? I put the challenge ahead of myself. There was a challenge there. I do the same when I go on holiday. I place a challenge of myself to pay for the holiday as soon as I booked it with the intention of I can book whatever I want because I always pay for it. My wife knows this. I always pay for wherever we're going as soon as I booked it. I go out there and I work hard and I find it and I cover it and it doesn't mean that it's come out of the company. I want to give you an example. If you're in a situation right now and you're watching or listening to this and you think, Mark, you're completely right. I'm uninspired. I'm unenergized. I watch other people making more money, getting better results, progressing. And I always question, why am I not like that? And I was speaking to somebody recently who was disengaged, uninspired. And funnily enough, when I'm really pushing them, they make more money. When I'm not there, they dip back down. And I said, I can't be by your side every day of the week. It's the same as your clients. If your clients are not inspired, energized to be more and to have more in their life, their health, their happiness, then when they're personal training with you or when they're doing their check-ins, they're okay. As soon as you're not there, they fall back, they put the weight on, they become uninspired, disengaged, and lazy and fat. That's because they're not inspired. They've got nothing ahead of them that's inspiring them to be more. Just wanted to stop the video for 2 seconds. Now, if you find my content helpful and you want to learn more from me, you want access to resources, you want more free trainings and live weekly webinars, then make sure you click the link in the description. Make sure you head over to my Impact and Integrity free Facebook group. Now, let's get on with the video. So in this situation, I said to the coach that I was working with, you need something in your life that you're inspired to be, to have. So what are two things that you think about the most about what you would want in your life or how you would like your life to be? They said, I want to live in the countryside and I want to have some land. And I think about that often. Well, that's vision planning. That's you saying that I would like this in my life. Why do you not have it? It's really expensive. Well, how much are we talking? 300,000. Great. Let's go get it. What else do you want? Car. What type of car? They told me. What's that going to cost? 45 grand. Great. So 345,000 is an inspirational motivator for you to be able to drive the business forward. And what have we got to do to be able to get that? Well, bearing in mind how many clients you're signing up at the moment, is it likelihood if we keep doing the same thing, we're going to make that level of money? No. So what's got to change? I've got to be more disciplined with looking after the clients that I've got. I've got to get better results. I've got to sell more. Have we got the audience to sell for? Have you been lazy? Yes, I've been lazy. And do you agree that you're lazy because there's nothing that's motivating you? Yes. And what if I said to you that not only would you be able to put the deposit down on a new house and pay the mortgage, but you're also going to be able to get the car, but is there anything else? We want to go on holiday in 3 or 4 months. How much does the holiday cost? 2 to 3 grand. Great. Now we're putting this up even more of how much money we want to live the quality of life that we want. Most people never write down the quality of life that they want. And naturally, of course, you want to be a great coach. You want to have great results. You want to fulfill your mind with knowledge. What's the reason we don't fulfill our mind with knowledge? Because we're not making enough money. What's the reason that we don't have the house that we've always craved for? Because we don't have the money. What's the reason we don't have the car that we've always wanted? Because we don't have the money. Now, put that all to one side if you do have children. Because maybe the house, that would be an inspirational thing for you. But what if you had kids? You want to take them to Disneyland. It's going to cost 3,000 to 4,000. Or you want to go and do something else with them. Or you want to put an extension on the house. In your life, there are things that you want. Maybe you're just a coach that is single, that's not bothered about buying a house. But if you were like me, when I was in the first 5-8 years of my career, I didn't want a new apartment. I wanted to be able to spend as much money on traveling. I wanted to spend as much money on courses. When I say traveling, I used to go and book a course. Let's say it was Arizona, where one of them was. And I went for the course for 4 days and I did 2 days either side. So I had 7 days in a hotel. And I had a great hotel. I had whatever food I want. I traveled how I wanted in great style. And I was extremely comfortable. And then I'd come back and have a couple of months at home and I'd go and spend another 2 or 3 grand on another course. If you look across the year, if I did that 4 or 5 times, that's 8 to 10 grand on courses. But it never was a problem because I knew and I'd written down what has to happen to get the things that I want in my life. I call them stretches. I call them challenges. And I documented I needed to sign up X amount of clients, but not at my current price. I needed to sign up at a different price to be able to have the money to be able to have that in my bank. Then I started my online coaching business. In my online coaching business, I got 10 clients, 15 clients, 20 clients. Then I was charging them $350 a month. And I was like, wow, that's bringing in 4, 5, 6K a month. That would just pay for my education and 10X that every single month, every single 2 months. And then I became more knowledgeable. I was able to say to myself, travel where you want to travel, Sweden, America, Rhode Island, Arizona. And then I just kept learning. And then when it came to it, I was like, I want to buy a house. I want to invest into a house. Great. Well, here's that money to be able to do that. Here's that money to be able to invest into whatever you want. In life, we create progress. What I've just shared with you is the opportunity for you to move ahead. I'm not just saying that you want cars, whatever you want. It's all specific to what you want in your life. For me, for 7 to 8 years, it was all to do with my education, my knowledge, my skills, my expertise. And then as I started to work through that, I wanted to earn more money in the business to be able to ultimately hire more people into the company. So I would stretch myself, right, I'm going to bring somebody else into the company that's costing $3,000 a month. In your life, what I'm trying to say to you in this video is you can have whatever you want. If you're entrepreneurial and it's at your grasp, whatever it is that you want is there from the amount of clients that you have, the results that you have, the lead generation that you do, the follow-ups that you do, the sales calls that you do, and you can generate whatever you want. But you're going to be unmotivated, uninspired, unenergized if you're doing things that have no meaning. And that's why I encourage you to get a pen, get a paper, piece of paper, and start creating a wish list. Start writing down, what do I want? How do I want my life to be? What do I want most? Don't create a fantasy list that's not realistic, but you create it. And then you start saying, well, if I wanted my quality of life to go from earning X to Y that gave me the opportunities to do Z, what has to change? And then you're like, I need to up my standards. I need to up my quality of my clients. I need to move my clients from 200 a month to 300 a month eventually. What needs to happen to do that? I need to get better results. I need to add a supplementary income stream in. If I'm a PT, I add online coaching. If it's online coaching, I just get more clients. Maybe I need to bring in a coach. Whatever I need to do, I'm just creating these stretches and then actually writing down what action has to happen to be able to get me to where I want to be. It's in your hands. But if there's no stretch, there is no challenge. If there's no challenge, there's no change. If there's no change, there is no growth. And guess what happens if that happens? You're unfulfilled, uninspired, and it just keeps going round and round and round. My life and the coaches that we mentor, the product of challenge, is the product of trying to get somebody to see what life would be like if they pushed themselves to be more and have more and do more. And the reason why I'm so fascinated to do this with as many coaches as possible is because you, my friend, have no idea what's possible until you start placing stretch ahead of you. As always, if you found this helpful and you want to learn more about how we help coaches build successful businesses, make sure you click the link in the description. Join our Facebook community, Impact and Integrity, or click the link so you can find out more about the coaching programs that we teach. If you're listening to this on iTunes, make sure you tag me or share the podcast on Instagram. And if you have any questions, please send me a DM on any of my channels. But for now, take care and make sure stretch and challenge equals change.